Part 1. Reality. 1. Constructing Our Own Worlds. The Ptolemaic Counter-Revolution. One of the greatest achievements of the last few centuries has been the rise of science. The systematic, empirical study of the objective universe has opened up new vistas of knowledge, and applying this knowledge has given us technological marvels. The success of science has led many people to believe that religion is no longer necessary, either to explain existence or to solve our problems. Many people, so impressed are they with science, believe that the physical realm, what science can study empirically, is all that exists, a philosophy known as naturalism or materialism. And yet a dominant worldview today rejects the very possibility of objective knowledge. There is no nature in the sense of an external physical order of which we are a part and to which we are subject, and the material realm is wholly subordinate to the mind, which shapes it at will. Historically, from ancient times all the way through the age of science, human beings in the West have sought to understand reality by using their minds to discover the truth about things. Postmodernists and their successors, however, are constructivists. Truth is not something we discover, they say, but something we construct. Morality is not something built into human nature, rather, it is an individual or cultural construction. Knowledge comes not so much from a passively receptive intellect, but from the will, specifically the will to power. And since different cultures and individuals can construct different truths, truth is relative. It is difficult to imagine how science can continue to flourish in a climate of constructivism. Already, science is being interrogated, as they say, for its patriarchal, imperialistic, and racist biases. While postmodernists and their successors continue to invoke science as a bastion against religion, they are mostly interested not so much in science, but in technology. That is, what can be constructed from science. Meanwhile, the public has drifted into what is essentially a Gnostic worldview, in which the material universe is considered to be void of any significance, that the natural function of sexuality is to engender children, must not be allowed to limit our sexual behavior, and if a man desires to be a woman or vice versa, the body itself is subject to reconstruction. With constructivism, human beings attempt to take on the role of creator, but when they do, they end up repudiating reality itself. Reason, empiricism, and the self. So how did the age of reason dissolve into constructivism, relativism, and the conviction that we can never know any kind of absolute truth? The classical thinkers of the ancient world, such as Aristotle and Plato, had already taken reason about as far as it could go. The scholastic theologians of the Middle Ages managed to Christianize that heritage, making reason foundational to Christian theology. Read St. Thomas Aquinas, whose Summa Theologica balances reason and revelation in a web of logical syllogisms on everything from the existence of God to the nature of the soul. His logical proofs have been compared to the buttresses that support the soaring walls of a Gothic cathedral. Buttresses that are also supported by flying buttresses of their own.